This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of weeks ago, right at the end of the show, I think it was, this happened.
Amazon reported earnings after the bell today. Top line revenue, that is before expenses, basically. And it occurs to me we should do an explainer on EBITDA, but that's a whole different thing.
All right, well, promises made, promises kept, huh? EBITDA, EBITDA, however you want to say it. It's an acronym, Earnings Before Interest, Taxes, Depreciation, and Amortization. It's a way of looking at a company's earnings without taking interest and taxes and all that other stuff into account.
When you're looking at EBITDA, you get a better sense of a company's profitability.
Leila Peyravan's an assistant accounting professor at Rice University's Graduate School of Business.
So imagine that you're a pencil company.
Pencils? All right, pencils. I can work with that. For that pencil company, earnings would be all revenues minus every expense.
For example, your rent expense, your wage expense includes things like taxes that a company pays. It includes the interest that they pay on their debt.
Every expense, all of that stuff goes to bottom line earnings, net income in accountant speak. Now, to get to EBITDA, you get to ignore some of those line items like income taxes and interest expenses, or the declining value of machinery. That's depreciation, right? And ta-da, you got EBITDA. In theory, EBITDA helps analysts compare our pencil company to another pencil company. That other company might have sold the same number of pencils and had similar costs, but maybe they financed those costs with a bigger loan, or they set up shop in a state with lower taxes. All of that affects their income, but doesn't really have all that much to do with making pencils.
So EBITDA is a very common metric that is very pervasively used. However, there is not a clear agreement on how it's being used and why it's being used.
Patrick Badalato is at the University of Texas School of Business.
So why do we have a variety of financial metrics? Well, we're trying to understand company performance. But what's the best way to do that? Well, there isn't one. And there's flaws of every approach.
Amazon. A huge chunk of its earnings last quarter, nearly $12 billion, came in from an investment in Rivian, the oh-so-hot new electric car company that went public last November.
It's not really related to their core business of AWS and an online marketplace and all the other things that Amazon's doing. The gain from Rivian did happen, but it's clearly not something that's going to be a recurring part of their core business.
So if you're some Wall Street analyst or armchair stock picker, for that matter, trying to figure out how Amazon's really doing, you could look at the bottom line, net income, or you could calculate EBITDA. The main thing you got to know, though, is that neither one of those two is the whole picture.
We latch on to financial metrics because they seem to tell a nice and neat and tidy story. And the reality is messy and nuanced.
As we tell you all the time, when it comes to Amazon or that pencil company or the whole American economy, context is everything. Patrick Badalato at UT Austin and Leila Peyravan at Rice University helped us out with that. We do appreciate it.